Is available on these quality radio services: Replay Radio, Breeze Radio, Talk Radio X, Audio Boo, Spreaker, Absence Radio, Nonstop Radio, plus the leading tablets, phones, and PCs.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets, and Windows phones.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Bread. It's been snowing again. I thought it was wonderful. The girls said it was horrible, and I don't care because I like snow. This is Radio Tetris International, broadcasting from the little town of Poprad, right around the world. There is no escape. We might even go bouncing off to the moon, you never know. It's the sideways look at the news. I'm Eric Wiltshire, over in the zit of the nose of... I'm going to have to find a new one for that. But he's still the zit of the nose of Europe, especially with a nose like that. He goes skiing off it. It's Lee Banks.
I like that one, actually. I think that's a really good introduction.
What one?
Sitting on the nose, on the nose of the face of the universe.
Even you got it wrong.
It's not snowing. It's that rain thing.
Is it persisting down?
Persisting down, it just got mixed up with micturition and everything that way.
Ah, right. Okay.
Because really, that's what it's doing.
Ah, right. Okay. And down there in cuddly Australia, in Melbourne, where it's all been kicking off this week, it's the much better. I'm pleased to say we can all go. Oh, Rachel's better. It's Rachel Brunstone.
Hello, hello, everybody. I am much better. Thank you for asking. That was very nice. I am much better. I am back to my old well. I'm three quarters of the way back to my old self. And look, you know, it's all happening in Melbourne. We've got the Grand Prix this weekend, and that's pretty interesting to somebody other than myself. And it's delightful.
It's not going to be a good show for you this week, is it?
I don't know. It's not. I was thinking about being sick again, but I thought, no, I probably can't do that. That's probably not good form.
Yes, cars, cars, and more cars. And many ways to get in touch with us now. It's getting bigger and better by the minute. First of all, you can get in touch through the chat room. And Renz is already over there from Holland, as is Susan. And
hello.
Susan says, hello, Eric.
What about hello, Rachel, and hello, Lee?
I think she ran out. Yes. You can see she started to type Rach, but then I think she just sent the message by accident.
many people call me Rat. Hello, Susan. They're from Rat. Here's a special hello to you.
No, you have to go, hello, sir.
Oh, hello, sir.
Yeah, that'll do. And Michael says,
look.
Hello, Eric, mate. Hello, Michael, mate.
Hello, Michael, who's obviously not mine and Rachel's mate.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And also, if you want to, if you're in, I suppose, in Europe really more than anywhere else, if you want to get in touch with us on the old SMS-y text thing, depending on what you call it, numbers +421 904 261 345. That's +421 904 261 345. Do ask the bill payer before you use it if you're outside of Europe, because it's an international number. And everybody will get upset when the bill payer
gets the bill. We'll repeat it in a couple of minutes if you want to run off and get a pin.
That was good thinking, Rach.
But Rachel, don't be so helpful. You haven't got any friends like me.
I didn't think of that.
Well, I haven't got any friends in that part of the world, so they won't be texting me, that's for sure.
That's right.
But you little liar, Brunston.
What?
You have got friends. You have got friends in Europe.
Oh yeah, yep. Facebook friends. I didn't think of those people. Oh, that was rude.
Rach. I bet Steve in Ireland is going to be gutted now.
Oh, Steve, my friend Steve.
Yes.
Oh, he will be gutted. I'm sorry, Steve. Of course, I wasn't referring to you when I said
Steve,
I had no friends.
Steve, send her a cyber slap. I mean,
is he a friend of mine?
I don't know. How would I know? How would I know that?
Well, you're supposed to look after me and keep an eye on things for me and fill me in when I'm insecure.
I've tried filling you in. It never worked. The concrete came out.
Oh,
that just wasn't funny, was it, Rachel?
There's a bit of a tumbleweed there, Uncle Lee.
Was it?
Yeah, exactly. It's about time he had one. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something that happened to me in my real, true life?
What?
Yes.
Not the cyber world?
Well, no, not in my side. Two things. Actually, I tell you what, one of them is going to make Eric laugh a lot. The first one will make Eric laugh a lot because it is akin to something that I took the mickey out of him for weeks and weeks and weeks. And
yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, right. Excuse me while I go, ha, ha, ha.
It's back in, though.
I'm hanging on the edge. I really need to know what happened. Do tell.
Well, what I was doing, Rachel, because it's freezing cold in the village of the damned in the middle of the England of greasiest, awfulest place in the world, I've got my wood burner going, and it got really hot. So what I did, I opened the bottom of the wood burner to chuck a little bit of salt on, which calms it down, you see. That's what you're supposed to do when you're a professional country person, right? Mm-hmm. And anyway, when I opened up the door to chuck the salt on it to calm it down a bit, a little bit of smoke came out and went up my nose, right? And so I did this immense sneeze, giganticest sneeze I've ever done in my life. And you know what happened?
What?
My teeth came out.
He's
Look,
lying.
You know what? That's
he's
very
lying.
Revealing, you know,
it was a tooth.
No.
It was a tooth, Rach. Rach, he's...
You had false teeth.
He's,
I haven't got false teeth. It was one, like he said, he's protecting my dignity. Now I like him again now because he's just trying to protect my dignity. No, it was okay. A crown, and the sneeze was so bad that it blew me crown out, and there was £700 with a crown sitting on the carpet in front of me looking at me. I couldn't believe it. Hey, I stuck it back in.
I knew you were going to say that.
He said super glue it. He says, don't get it on your lips, though, because you won't be able to do the show on Friday. And and then, this is the one for Eric, right? He's going to love this. So, right, I went to the dentist yesterday to get it put back in, right? And we had a chat about it. And I said, well, really, when do you think? It must be your fault that it keeps coming out because you keep putting it back in. So we had a bit of a chat about that, and I didn't have to pay and all that sort of thing. And anyway, I got in my car, in my Bentley, right, in the car park, right? And there's loads of people there, mainly old people, because it's mainly old people who go to doctors and dentists. But they're all looking at the car and going, ooh, look at him, he's posh, isn't he? And so I gently reversed out backwards, like that, put it into first, went forward, showing how it can do a little wheel spin, for no reason at all, in a dentist car park, it can do a wheel spin. Wheel span it and went straight over this mound in the middle of the road where I ended up stranded on top of it with all four wheels off the ground.
That'll teach
Good
you.
Grief.
I know.
That'll These teach big you.
Builders had to That's... come and pick it up and rescue me.
You That's... big girl's blouse. You big girl's blouse. What are
I know,
you?
But at least I had me tooth in.
Yes. You see what Rach and I have to part with every week, haven't you? Rach, you want to do the new number?
Oh, no. Because I don't have it in front of me. I don't have it in front of me. Well.
You do?
It's in the Skype chat, but I'm nowhere near it.
Oh.
Naughty
I'm on the other side record. Of the room with my headset. And my very fancy, expensive microphone.
Oh, I see. All right, then I'll do it. +421 if you want to SMS us. That's the country code for Slovakia. 904-261-345. That's 904-261-345. And the area code for Slovakia, +421. By the way, if you're in Slovakia, you know, you have to put the zero in front of the nine and forget the other bit. And then it'll kind of work. But you could do the other way. Yeah, it works well. Wouldn't it? Anyway, we move on because we've done nearly 9 minutes of the programme and done absolutely nothing.
That's about right.
Is it?
Yeah, about on par.
Is it? Oh, okay. Just for anybody that's new that's around. The fact is that poor old Sir Terry Pratchett's died.
I know. Tragedy, is it?
I know, he's very young, but you know what? It's just this... Getting Alzheimer's is just the most horrendous, hideous, insidious thing. Mm. And it's just one of those diseases that just, you just, oh, it's very sad. And he was such a wonderful writer.
And could you imagine somebody like that with Alzheimer's getting really bad? It would have driven him to distraction. It would have driven
him
mad.
It would have.
Yeah.
Terrible when you lose your gift like that and you have no control over what's happening to you. It's just really tragically sad.
I think the main thing with Terry Pratchett is, though, that he was determined when he found out that he wasn't going to lose his mind. And he invented exercises, he did exercise, he did all sorts of things for years to keep his mind active. And it was so sad that he got it so young, when you think, like you say, he only died at the age of 66. One thing that really interested me, and I thought it was amazing, and nobody really knows who's done it. I think we all know who's done it, but at the moment there is a mystery, and that's the tweets that were coming out apparently from Terry's deathbed.
And from his account, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and it was just that last one that just said, the end.
Yeah, saw that.
Mm. Yeah, and every newspaper virtually every newspaper used that as the headline too. Yeah. And I think it's a really good thing.
Oh, well, it's certainly not the end for somebody, because Barry wants us to say happy birthday to him.
To Barry.
Happy birthday, Barry. Oh,
thank you for texting, mate.
Happy
bless you.
Happy birthday, Barry. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much indeed. Fancy having a birthday on Friday the 13th. Yeah. Richard Glatzer.
Glatzer.
Why don't you two take over? I don't know nothing about it.
All right, let's all do it, Rach. We'll do it.
This guy.
You just take over then, Rach.
All right, I will. Thanks. this guy was the co-writer and the director of the film called Still Alice, which ironically is about a woman with early onset Alzheimer's, our dear friend Sir Terry Pratchett died of. So it's all very serendipitous, I think. He co-wrote and directed that film. People who don't know that film, and you do know who Julianne Moore is, she won the Best Actress Oscar for that film this year. Yeah. He was very, very, he was kind of prolific. He was a bit of a legend, and he was diagnosed with horrible motor neurone disease a few years ago, and he succumbed, which is awful and really sad. And I was like, but you know what's not sad is the fact that he got to see his work get celebrated as it was in the last 12 months. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's nice, really, for him, isn't it?
What was it? I know Still Alice, but I can't think of any other films he made, actually. I know it says here that he was quite prolific. But,
yeah.
I
can't think of a title, actually, off the top of my head either. But I know that he was a collaborative guy. He didn't write much by himself. He wrote a lot with other people. And it was but give him a Google, because he was a really interesting fella. His personal life's really interesting to read.
All right. Message for Rachel. Red 5 standing by.
Mm-hmm.
God, you have to tell me who that's from.
That's from Paul, and it's Star Wars reference.
Exactly. Is he a Trekkie?
Red 3 standing by, Red Leader standing by. Hmm?
Is he a Star Wars fan then?
He's a Star Wars fan. He's a Star Trek fan. He's mostly a Star Wars fan.
I'm sorry, mate. I've left my phone in the office, Paul.
Ooh. He was going to take your side on the Clarkson thing. He might not now. Robbie and I went to Toowoomba last year to celebrate his 35th birthday, and we bought him this cool pair of sneakers, these Vans sneakers, and they are printed with a cool Star Wars motif. It was most awesome. He was stoked.
I'll bet he was.
So Paulie's listening, because he upset me by saying he didn't like Vegemite the other day.
Anyway, Paul, one of these days I'll bring the phone in, because I'm not supposed to really, but I'll bring it in. I'll get somebody to text it, and it'll be Worf speaking, going, message for you, Captain, in a Worf, proper Worf thingy. What's it? I'm not really much of a Star Trek fan, really.
Well, he's more the Wars than the Trek.
Star Wars, franchises. Rather. Yeah, yeah.
Let's not confuse the franchises.
I'm confused
That's
enough already, mate.
People.
I'm confused now. don't worry about it. We're going to be serious for a second, because today a memorial service took place at St Paul's Cathedral in London to mark the end of the Afghanistan conflict. The amassed audience of, huge amount of families that were there, just about every family who lost people in the war were invited. They were joined by Her Majesty the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince of Wales, Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, and Prince Harry. Of course, both princes being serving officers as well. David Cameron, Gordon Brown, and Tony Blair were also invited to go. And there was a cross made from showcases, which was taken through the cathedral by representatives of the RAF, Royal Navy and Army. And all I can say is to all of those people that gave so much to all of us, you're the same as the guys have done in many, many conflicts over time. I've had the honour of meeting some of you. And if it wasn't for guys like you, Rachel Lee and I wouldn't be having this conversation now, because it would never have been allowed. So we thank you dearly for what you've done, because it just tells the bad guys, oi, you can't keep doing this, because we're going to stop you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And thank you for all that you've given, and especially to those that I've met who've had limbs lost and been in terrible states. You are my heroes forever, and thank you. France is in a bit of a quandary over, and well, what was a reality TV show, Lee?
Well, it is just a bit scary, isn't it? See, reality television is probably the lowest common denominator in any form of entertainment you could ever get. It's cheap, it's nasty, and it's awful. And the problem is, but since I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here came about, which actually I must say I do think is quite good.
Is it?
I'm ambivalent about it. I do watch it if it's there, and it's all right. Mm. It's quite
all right.
Funny.
We've just about finished our very first season of that, and we've had your Freddie Flintoff over here.
Oh God.
Well, actually, he wasn't over here. They're in South Africa, but yeah, we've been watching. No,
That's ironic, really. Our lot go to you, and your lot go to South Africa.
Exactly.
Marvellous.
Well, the fact is, if you remember, Celebrity Get Me Out of Here was based on a Japanese survival programme, which was absolutely horrendous. And what's happening now, and this could well be a symptom of it, is that we've gone a full circle on reality shows that now they are actually dangerous things to be involved in. Some of the cheap, awful
Not new, because if you go back, I think, to the 80s, radio and television presenter, Noel Edmonds, he had a programme like that where the stunts in it got worse and worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Until somebody actually got really
hurt.
Killed.
Yeah. Well, they got killed, didn't they? Yeah, and it ended a couple of people's careers and everything. He survived it. But it's, yeah, no, but it isn't that. That is what I was going to say. There is a reality television show here, right? Which is just amazing, where you have to you have to go on a course, and at the end of it, you win probably a couple of grand or something like that. It's not much. But the last leg of it is to be chased by dogs.
Great.
That is unbelievable.
Nuts.
And the dogs jump on you. They're trained, obviously, not to kill you, but what they do is jump on your backpack. They're trained to attack the backpack. Mm. But people are literally getting attacked by dogs on television as a form of entertainment. And these poor people, in those circumstances, have died for entertainment.
Really?
Not funny at all about this. Well, other than the obvious, I mean, two helicopters crashed and, you know, people died. But in 2013, a 25-year-old contestant died in Survivor France. Of a cardiac arrest. So this is not the first time there's been a death on a reality show in France.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It's just really
true,
you know.
Actually, Rach, you're right. Yeah.
I know. See, I know heaps of useless stuff.
Yes.
But it is. It's the fact. It's the fact that this bloodlust for cheap entertainment is scary. It's like it's like on Facebook. Eric and I were talking last week about the fact, if you look on Facebook and all these awful videos that are getting put on there of people being murdered, people being beaten up, people being punched, we just take violence now as a given. As long as it's not happening to us, we don't give a toss about it. And
we're very desensitised as a race now. It's kind
of,
you know, I think it's a bit sad. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Apparently, Rach, you're sounding good.
Oh, thanks, love. I know who that is too. That's my friend Paul. Because I'm a little bit croaky.
He's obviously got his sympathy up. Anyway.
That's very nice. Thanks.
We'll have to change the names to Barbie and Ken, a.k.a. Rob and Rach.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
That'll work, wouldn't it? So, Rob, you are now Ken, and Rachel's Barbie, And when you go away, you can take a new Rach with you. I mean, Barbie, when you go away. She can talk to you.
Yes, because...
What, a new model?
A new model of, yeah.
No.
Yes, model.
It is a model.
You could have one for each hand.
Yes.
You could have a whole collection in various outfits for whatever mood you're feeling at the time. It's, you know, it's lovely. You could have cruise wear and evening wear and all my
goodness. I'll steady with you, Ross. Steady, Tiger.
This particular doll, what you do is you press a button on it and you can record your voice into it. And they're saying it's creepy, but this is not new technology. We've been able to do this with picture frames, with stuffed animals, with birthday cards. The list goes on and on. I don't know why everybody's complaining about it because this is not anything new.
What about Furby?
Furby doesn't record your voice. Furby speaks back to you with a sensor. But there are picture frames.
There's a new one,
isn't
there? The new one, you can record things with it.
Oh, well, I don't know. Beth had the old one and she's 17 now, so it's probably in the bottom of her wardrobe somewhere. But
I like Furby.
But picture frames, you've been able to record your voice on picture frames for a long, long, long time and greeting cards and stuffed animals for your children so they feel comforted. And
Tell him what a Furby is, for goodness sake.
Okay, a Furby's a little... Well, what would you call it?
It's
a baby monster kind of...
friendly monster.
I've had five Furbies then.
No.
Lee, do you know the movie Gremlins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they turn yucky.
Oh, that thing in the box, the little furry
thing.
Yes.
Similar.
They look like that.
Puppet. Yeah,
they look like that, but it's not a puppet. It's a little sort of mini robot type of deal, and it has its own language, and you talk to it, and it talks.
But I thought it was modelled on Lee.
In my sort of Radio Caroline days, yes.
No, you were never there, so you fibber.
I mean, get it here before you did. You've not mentioned it yet.
It's kind of like when you sit down in the evening. It's kind of like you, Lee, because when you get left alone, you get... from Furby.
And it goes to sleep. It does. It goes to sleep. And yes.
Is it like one of those little... computer animals that you used to have and you have to keep it away. How boring is that?
It's got a furry outside. Well, kids love them.
I used to kill them on purpose. My kids have got an age to just let them die while they're asleep. Yeah.
Oh, you rotter. Anyway, apparently this group of nutters have launched a petition urging the toy maker Mattel to scrap the little creepy Barbie, as they call it. But I don't understand that. It's all fun.
Well, it's all fun, and it's been done before. Nobody objected when it was in a picture frame or a greeting card or a fairy toy. Nobody objected. Ask Paul. Paul's got a 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Would he let her have one of these? I think he would.
Come on, Paul. Tell us what you think. Would you let your 4-year-old have a little talking Barbie?
Well, why? What is
with
the
her voice? She records her own voice.
Yeah.
And she can hear her own voice through it.
Can anybody tell me what the objection is to this?
Well, because it's a Wi-Fi.
But it's creepy.
It's a Wi-Fi connected tool. It processes the audio through a cloud storage system. Uh-huh. And they're going, kids aren't only using Barbie as a talking doll. It's a toy conglomerate and blah, 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 blah. And I'm going,
it's a wiring device.
Does it have anything like, will it reveal your child's identity on the internet or something?
No.
Well, tell them to shut up and grow up. This is just a publicity stunt on the side of Mattel. Well done.
No, it's not. It's actually a genuine group who have got upset with everybody.
Commercial-free childhood.
Well, like that, yeah.
What a load of rubbish.
I know, it's nuts.
It is absolutely unbelievable.
And I tell you what...
just about something real, for goodness sakes, you know.
Yeah, and I tell you, we've told the story on here before about handicapped kids playing games with the Nintendo DS, whether you could play blow football. Yeah. That simply is, you know, a commercial device doing good. Yeah. And there are so many other examples of that. And I'll give you one great one. People that suffer with dyslexia can often read on a black and white screen. So like a white Nobo, white screen, and ultimately a computer or laptop. Mm. They actually see the characters better. Why would you stop your child using one of those to improve their education? You lot are nuts.
Exactly.
Well, you are, because there's got to be something good coming out of new technology. Everything else, I suppose the only benefit to them is that it won't ultimately work, because anything to do with new technology, from cars to phones to televisions to Barbies, doesn't work. But actually, if it did work, this isn't a bad thing to have created something that entertains your child in an intelligent, interactive way. Grow up! Mm.
There are much more harmful toys around than this one.
There are.
You know, pick a battle that's worth fighting, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like we're going to be plastic Exocet. Why would you build a plastic Exocet for your kids? Why would you buy a plastic Kalashnikov for your kids and then moan about a Barbie?
It's ridiculous. I couldn't agree with you more. We're going to remind everybody of the new SMS number if you want to get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. It's +421 to get into Slovakia. Then 905-261-345. Give you that number again, +421 904 261 345. And there are some more, then I'll read them in the commercial break, because otherwise I'll get all mixed up because I'm not quite used to it yet. I've got too many bits on now. I've got Paul doing something.
Whose fault is that, really?
I'm being a modern radio station, you know.
I know. So you have to come on. You have to get with it and get acclimatised to your so many devices.
Six screens in this studio now.
Six screens.
Six.
You've only got two eyes. How does that work?
Yeah, that's just showing off. You don't need six.
It's me feminine side coming out, so I can see out the back of my head.
A multitasker.
Yeah. I understand now. I understand.
Because I'm sure they do.
What, women see out the back of their heads?
Yes.
Well, they might as well, because they talk out of the...
I never said
a word.
Atupatupa.
I know, but the assumption's there, you know.
Yeah, well, you assumed it, not me.
just going by history and, you know, what you'd usually say at the end of that sentence, you know, pretty... Odds are I was probably wrong.
Yes, righty-o. hang on, who's that? Michael's message back. Hello, Eric, mate, Rach and Lee.
That's Michael. That's my friend, yeah. Michael.
Well, that's not right, no, because, but listen, Rachel, he said, hello, Eric, mate, and Rachel and Lee.
Yes, Eric got two mentions and we got one. That's actually
and
bad,
he got
actually.
A mate attached to his, and we haven't got any mates.
Anyway,
no, we don't have mates. Yes, we have each other, Uncle Lee.
Before we have a row about a steak, I'm sorry to say, boys and girls, we've got to take a short commercial break. We'll be back faster than you can make that milkshake, have a cup of tea, or put a steak on the Barbie or something like that, equally something.
Eric, give me a break.
From the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I. If your dream holiday is 2 hours from the UK, perfect for children and teenagers, young couples and the older visitor, ideal for the physically active and for those who just want to unwind. City is the destination for you. Described by the Travel Channel as the place that will soon be on everybody's lips. Be ahead of the crowd and the envy of your friends, but still enjoy a home from home. Come to Aqua City Poprad, the world's leading green resort.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm you.
Hi, I'm Ben.
Together, we are all Train to Game winners.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame
and take your first step in a career into the gaming industry,
please go to www.traintogame.com.
That's www.traintogame.com.
If you want to join us in the Train to Game Hall of Fame,
that address again,
www.traintogame.com.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.